Welcome everybody back to another episode of the Translucent Plan, your go-to podcast for transgender history. As always, I'm your host, Mari, and it is an absolute pleasure to have you all here on this Sunday afternoon slash evening, depending on where you are, and tune into this brand new episode. Now, this episode, actually, I think is going to be my most anticipated slash most entertaining, and not entertaining in a good way, entertaining in a way of where I think a lot of us may not know much about this topic, but will be intrigued to hear about this topic. If you're one of our younger audiences and you haven't really, and you're still kind of getting to know more about the LGBTQ plus community, it's maybe new for you, and our older audiences, you may know about this, right? But you may not know everything, and I might not go super deep into it. Kind of like big but broad in a way. Big but broad is basically the same thing. Broad but narrow, kind of like in the middle. and then also too as well. Maybe this might be just meaning to you too as well, just because people try to hide things from us in this society, as we all know. And I feel as though it may be good to talk about today. So before I get into today's highly anticipated topic, I would like to first say welcome to all of our new members here. If you are brand new, listen to the podcast, and this is your first time listening to an episode, I hope you really enjoy this one. I think you absolutely will. I was extremely excited to write up this episode, take my notes, write everything down, and put this in audio format. I wish I could do video, but I'm having to still set up my studio in my new place, so bear with me. But if this is your first time, welcome. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you do, check out our previous episodes of the Translucent Plan as well. If you have not already, I know it's only the first couple of minutes in this episode, but please like and subscribe and also tell a friend because I think they'll highly enjoy it. You know, whether you're a parent, guardian, ally, or if you're someone who's in the community, of course, and you're really just trying to learn more about it, this is a great place to be. I enjoy doing this. I love doing the research. I love talking about topics that a lot of people aren't familiar with. So just go ahead and continue to support. If you haven't already found out, we have surpassed 1,000 subscribers on all of our platforms, really just as a podcast in totality. So I am extremely happy with that milestone, especially being that I started this podcast in 21, had a little bit of a hiatus. And it came back literally maybe like a couple of months ago to kind of give you all some more consistent content. So I am happy with the results of being in 1K for a revamp of this podcast. So if you're new, welcome. If you are returning, thank you so much for continuing to support the podcast while also at the same time going ahead and subscribing. Because like I said, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have reached that milestone. So it's a pleasure to have you all here. And I know that you already don't want to hear me talk too much more about the successes of the podcast. I mean, maybe you do. So I appreciate both. But also as well, I know that we have a topic to get to as well. So as I kind of get a little comfortable here, I would like to talk about the topic of gender diversity and colonization. Now, as most of us may know, we are not... This topic to some of us may not be brand new. This may be something that we are all familiar with, especially if you're someone who is very active in the community. If you've done your research, whether you're an activist, advocate, educator, whatever your title may be, of course, this topic really doesn't surprise you, right? For our new individuals who may be unfamiliar with this topic, I think you're going to learn a lot about it. So I am excited to dive deep really into this multifaceted topic that intersects gender diversity, colonization, and the impact it has had on the transgender community specifically. And I want you all to, and I want to note that this is a subject that demands our attention, our understanding, and lastly, our empathy. So with that, let's go ahead and start this embarking over the journey of gender diversity and colonization. To initiate this discourse, it's important to debunk the misconception that gender diversity is a recent phenomenon. As we all know, the LGBTQ+ community is currently under attack has always been under attack. It's just as we all continue to come out and be our authentic selves, that we have people in positions of power who want to go ahead and basically erase us, criminalize us, and make us feel unworthy of who we are. Specifically in the United States of America, anti-LGBTQ plus laws are being put into place. We also have individuals who identify within the community who are being murdered. We have individuals within the community who are being harassed, who are being violated, who are being assaulted, and who are sadly getting their lives taken. All because of who we are. Sadly, this will continue to be ongoing until we, as people within the community, continue to take in the positions to fight for our rights, fight to put powers up, to put laws into place to stop the harm against the LGBTQ plus community, of course, as well. And then lastly, just making sure that we continue to have our voices heard regardless of who may come to us, who may try to get rid of us. And I want us to continue to do that. It sucks that we have to tell people who are closed-minded, who don't want to listen, who don't really care about the rights of just human diversity, allowing people to just be who they are because of who, you know, because that's who they choose to be, that we have to sit here and tell people that this is not a trend nor a product of modern society. LGBTQ plus people has been around for decades. And as you can see, I create this podcast to debunk these misconceptions, obviously, but also to as well, you know, let people know that human diversity has always been around as well. And we should not be sitting here worried about, one, what other people are doing, but also, two, as a society where we're supposed to be accepting and loving of each other, that no matter how you identify or what your orientation may be, that we should love one another. Now, would that happen? Probably not, because we're always going to have outliers. We're always going to have people who are always going to disagree with, you know, who we are, which is really just living our authentic lives. But hopefully, as the years progress, we can continue to educate our younger individuals so that they can be in a place to where we can create a society that's a lot more accepting of each other. Now, to continue on with my statement, on the contrary, it does trace back to the roots of human civilization. Historically, many cultures, particularly indigenous societies across the globe, celebrate a spectrum of gender identities. And these cultures recognize and accept the individuals who didn't conform to the binary male-female gender construct. Within these societies, gender was often perceived as fluid rather than fixed. And numerous societies acknowledge many genders beyond the male-female binary, and such gender-diverse individuals didn't just find acceptance, but also held special roles or statuses within their communities. In these indigenous cultures, they were chiefs, they were healers, they were warriors, caregivers, and so on. But as many things, the event of colonization brought about disruptive changes. Now, if you are new to this channel, or you're probably our younger audience, or you're not really 100% familiar with colonization, I will give a quick little breakdown of what it is. And what I will say is that colonization is the process by which a system of power dominates surrounding land and its components. Now, for us in the United States of America, we are not blinded by colonization. We see it even currently today, right? This isn't new. It has never been new. How the U.S. was discovered was from colonization. And as I mentioned earlier, as you can see today's times, you can see on social media, people who are being on the opposite side of colonization are telling their stories to inform us about how effed up America is. So with colonization, it often involves the transfer of a large population to a new territory where its arrivals, aka colonizers, live as permanent settlers while maintaining political allegiance to their country of origin. Haven't we heard this before? So in the context of American history, colonization refers to the establishment of European colonies in the New World during the 15th to 19th centuries. And it was primarily driven by the Spanish, English, Portuguese, French, and Dutch, who were seeking new territories for economic expansion and religious freedom. So the colonization of America had a profound impact on the indigenous populations. The arrival of settlers brought not only new cultural practices, but also diseases, for which native populations had little to no immunity. This, combined with conflicts and forced displacement, caused a significant decrease in the indigenous population. So colonial powers also sought to impose their own cultural, religious, political norms on these indigenous populations. And this included a binary gender system that was in stark contrast to the diverse understanding of gender in many Native American societies. And this imposition has had lasting effects, as we can see, contributing to the erasure and suppression of gender diversity in these cultures. Now, I want you all to know this. Despite the challenges, Native American societies and communities continue today to resist these oppressive structures, reclaiming and celebrating their diverse identities and cultural practices. And the history of colonization in America serves as a reminder of the importance of acknowledging and rectifying historical injustices. So as colonizers spread their influence across continents, the diverse expressions of gender that were once celebrated were systematically suppressed and erased. And they were replaced by that strict binary gender system that the colonizers adhered to, which is a system that left no room for fluidity or diversity. Ah, don't we love American history? I had to give a quick history lesson for those, like I said, who maybe want a part of our younger audiences, or even if you are part of our older audiences and you are familiar with how colonization worked here in America, you're welcome. So, this erasure has had a profound and lasting impact on gender identity. For the colonized cultures, it was an aggressive loss of their gender identity, their place in society, and obviously their fundamental rights. And it wasn't merely a cultural shift, but an act of oppression, brutally suppressing the diversity of gender identities that were once celebrated. Now, as we look for the transgender community, this historical erasure added another layer of discrimination and exclusion. And having these identities erased and ridiculed and devalued by the force of colonization has contributed significantly to the marginalization and invisibility that many transgender individuals continue to face today. Now, this is why I always just love to debunk these stereotypes in my calls. If you are new here and it's your first episode listening, my job really isn't as I'm an educator and I'm a speaker. So I go into companies and I teach them about really the transgender community, right? The origins, the definitions, how they can be better to their employees who may come out as trans, and, you know, et cetera, the basic general of a speaker and educator. And I include in all my presentations, no matter if I'm talking about the community as a whole or just the transgender community as a subsector, that there's a diagram that shows that gender identity and sexual orientation are a spectrum, right? Of course, you can be on one of the other sides, but you can also be in the middle or somewhere between, you know, on that scale. And this actually shocks a lot of my clients because they know, they've been taught, obviously, that there is only one or the other, right? There is only male or female, of course, or man or woman, per se. And then, of course, as it relates to sexual orientation, that you're either gay or you're straight, right? They're like, there's no in-between. People don't know this, right? And it continues to shock them. I continue to laugh because a lot of people always ask me questions after the call, like, I never knew this. What do you know about this? And you expand a little bit more. And I just think that it's interesting to that people really have no idea that this stuff exists. So I just love to just talk about it. I think it's very interesting to see. If you haven't seen already, just look it up. Just look up, you know, gender identity spectrum, and then look up sexual orientation spectrum. You can see it visually for your own eyes. But to continue on, every cloud has a silver lining. Now, despite these challenges, the transgender community today is rising, fighting to reclaim their space, their identity, and their rights. I'm saying their for the episode, but you know, I mean are, because I'm a part of that community as well. And they strive to be recognized and accepted for who we are, right? However, the shadow of colonization and the binary gender norms it opposed are still very prevalent. And it's a daunting challenge, but one that the community is passionately and bravely taking on. Now, this history is a harsh reminder of why it's so important to create safe, welcoming, and inclusive spaces for gender diverse individuals. It's not just about tolerance or acceptance. It's about acknowledging the historical injustices inflicted on these communities and actively working towards rectifying them. So every time I like to do an episode, I like to talk about some takeaways. And I'm going to get into those takeaways now as you talk about our discussion of gender diversity and colonization. The first one, historical recognition of gender diversity. As I mentioned, gender diversity is not a contemporary concept or trend. It has been recognized, respected, and celebrated in many indigenous societies around the world. Trace it back to the roots of human civilization. And these societies upheld a fluid understanding of gender beyond the binary female-male construct and assigning special roles and statuses to gender-diverse individuals within their communities. That's the first. Second, the impact of colonization on gender diversity. As you know, colonizers spread their influence worldwide, not just here in the U.S., worldwide, as we can all see. And they systematically suppressed and erased the acceptance and celebration of varied gender identities. They imposed a strict binary gender system, leaving no room for fluidity or diversity. And this is a significant part of history that has largely shaped our current understanding of gender, which is why you see these anti-LGBTQ plus laws in place, which is why you see hate against the LGBTQ plus community, which is why you see violence against the LGBTQ plus community as well. Shaping our understanding. Three, colonization as an act of oppression. Now the erasure, of course, of gender diversity was not simply a cultural shift, but a severe act of oppression. And it resulted in the aggressive loss of gender identity, societal standing, and the fundamental rights of the colonized cultures. And this historical injustice has had a profound and lasting impact on gender diversity. Four, implications for the transgender community. Now, as we talk about this erasure, it added another layer of discrimination and exclusion for the transgender community, and the forceful erasure, ridicule, and devaluation of the transgender community identities throughout colonization have significantly contributed their marginalizations and invisibility, which is an issue that continues to persist today. Persist today. I'm getting angry, so I'm sorry. Number five, the fight for reclamation. Now, despite these challenges, us as a community, aka the transgender community, is persistently working towards reclaiming our space, right? Our identity, and lastly, our rights. And we are continuing to strive for recognition and acceptance. But as we all know, the shadow of colonization and the binary gender norms it opposes will remain prevalent. For how long? Probably for the rest of our lives, to be completely honest with you. I don't think there ever will be a time where it will not. But hopefully, as we continue to educate the younger audiences, maybe we can make some change in the future, which I cross my fingers for. Hopefully, I might be alive for. Doubt it, but you never know. Six, the importance of acknowledging historical injustices. Now, like I said, we need to create safe, welcoming, and inclusive spaces for gender diverse individuals. And like I said, this isn't just about tolerance or acceptance, right? It involves acknowledging historical injustices inflicted on our communities and taking proactive steps towards rectifying it. And then lastly, an invitation to reflect. Now, a discussion invites us to ponder these historical contexts and their current day implications, underscoring the importance of gender diversity and the lasting impacts of colonization. This here is an invitation to stay curious, to stay informed, to continue advocating for a more inclusive world. Now, the road to equality and acceptance is long and winding. It will have hurdles, setbacks, and a lot of resistance, as we all will know. But understanding our history is a crucial first step, and it will help us question the norms we've been taught to accept without question and allow us to envision a more inclusive and diverse future. Now, as I draw the curtains on today's episode, I want to invite you all to ruminate on these historical contexts and their present-day implications. With this episode, really, it is our hope, you know, that this discussion has given you really a new perspective on the importance of gender diversity and the lasting pervasive impacts of colonization. So like I said, this episode should not be the last time you hear about this. It should not be the last time you stop with this. Play this episode to someone who you may know, who may not know about the history of colonization and how it impacted gender diversity and how it will impact not only the transgender community, but the LGBTQ plus community as a whole. This here is really more of like a lesson episode more than anything else. But I also want you all to know that, like, as I just mentioned, we have to look at what we're doing. We have to look at the history and how much it has really impacted us to today. So as I talk about, I want you all to continue on the fight for injustice and continue to, like I said, advocate for a more inclusive world, because we need it, we have to push it, and we have to let people know that they can be who they are without the fear of harassment, without the fear of being assaulted, without the fear of being taken away from this world where we should be accepted for who we are. So with that, I appreciate you all for joining us today. It is a pleasure to have you all here. For those who want to continue to engage with these important issues in history, you could go ahead and follow the podcast. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Like this episode, share this episode with someone that you may know. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow us on Instagram at TransLessonPlan. If you'd like to follow me, the host, Mario, you can follow me at Mario, that's MAR3IsWRLD. And as always, these episodes are every week. So next week, I'll have a brand new episode for you all every Sunday. So go ahead. I appreciate you all for coming out today. I look forward to giving you all a new episode. So until then, stay curious, stay informed, and stay tuned. And I cannot wait to see you all next week. With that, peace and have a great day.